morning and greetings to each of you in Jesus' name. It's a blessing to be here in God's house with all of you after a busy week and a chance to renew and refresh and worship together. Thank you for those songs, Tim. This morning I'd like to take a look at a very familiar psalm, Psalm 139. So I invite you to turn with me there. I'd like to read it. It's a very familiar psalm, very rich psalm, which we're only skimming the surface here this morning, but I trust it will be a blessing and a turning of our thoughts to our Almighty Creator. If we've ever felt forgotten or wondered what our purpose in life is, this psalm will address that. You do have a purpose. Each one of us has a purpose, and God has not forgotten us. So let's read together Psalm 139. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. And as I read, think about the very personal nature of what David is saying in this psalm. Verse 3, thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am I not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. If I want to encapsulate the first six verses, I would simply say that God knows us completely. Verse 1 says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. And I had to think, am I comfortable with God searching my heart? And I think for myself, it comes down to two basic options. One, if I'm following God, and desiring what is right, then I will be okay with Him searching my heart, and actually will actually welcome it, Him searching our heart, my heart. If I'm hiding sin or knowingly doing wrong, I probably won't be as comfortable with that thought if I'm trying to keep it undercover. Verse 2 says, thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising, thou understandest my thought afar off. It's the fact that God understands our thoughts from a distance should be a comfort, and I think it goes back to the previous two ways of looking at life, whether we're following God or not following God. But if we are following Him, it should be a comfort that He understands our thoughts from afar. I had to think about the fact that when our spouse or a friend of ours understands where we're coming from and what we're thinking without us saying anything, they like that. That feels good. My wife likes it when I understand her enough to know what she's thinking or what she wants without her having to verbalize it, because it speaks of relationship and that I'm in tune with her. Well, God does this perfectly. He knows all of that perfectly. Verse 3 talks about God surrounding us. We can't run, we can't hide. Verse 4 talks about our speech, and I think this is, even before we speak it, I think in our Sunday school lesson today, King Ahaziah, he didn't recognize this. He spoke, he asked for basically an enemy of God or a false prophet to come to him, and in that same moment, God sent an angel to one of his prophets to speak into his life. Verse 5, thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. This is a verse of protection, and I think all of us can think of life examples, times in our lives when we look back and say, God definitely was there in a way I didn't recognize it at the time and granted his protection. And verse 6, the psalmist is acknowledging what we acknowledge this morning. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Verses 7 through 12 then talk about the fact that we can't escape from God in his presence. Where shall we go? Where should we go? To heaven, to hell, or the wings of the morning, the uttermost parts of the sea, all these different places. God finds us there. And I think that speaks of Father's heart of love and care that he does, that he knows that about us. Verses 11 and 12, the darkness and the light, that doesn't matter. God sees us. God doesn't need night vision goggles to see where we're at. Verses 13 through 16 then are special verses about God creating us, God knowing us even before we were born, before we were conceived, and that's an amazing truth. And I love the picture of he says that thou hast covered me in my mother's womb, and that to me is a picture of God Almighty cradling in his hands a child in the womb before they are born. And I think that's a beautiful picture. And I think his response, David's response in verse 14, is where we need to come to as well. It's a response of praise in light of all of this. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Verse 17, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. So these thoughts that God has for us and about us and in our in seeing us, it's not just a random occasional thought, but rather these are many thoughts. These are numerous thoughts. These are like the sand. In closing, I think verse 23 and 24 is where God wants us to turn our hearts this morning. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me. May we experience that this morning. Let's kneel for prayer. Lord God, we are awed this morning that As the creator of the universe and our personal creator, you created us in your image. We're awed by the fact that even though we're but one of billions of people, you see us, you know us, you care about us, you know the thoughts that we think, you know the words that we will speak before we speak them. And Lord, as we long to serve you more fully, we long to commit and surrender our hearts and our lives to you. And we, in light of that, we ask you this morning to search our hearts and try our thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in us. And then give us the courage to make right what we need to make right. Give us an understanding of you and your truth that caused us to worship this morning. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.